The past. Basic contrast between past simple and past continuous. The past simple generally refers to completed actions. For example, I got up, switched off the radio, and sat down again. It also refers to habits. For example, every day I went to the park. And it also refers to states. In those days, I didn't like reading. It's important to notice that there should be a fixed time with the past simple. Past continuous, however, generally refers to actions in progress. Often they're interrupted actions by other events. For example, I was drinking my coffee at the time. While I was opening the letter, the phone rang. It's often used as a background descriptive in narrative. For example, I entered the office and looked around. Most people were working at their desks, but Jane was staring out the window and pretending to write something at the same time. It can also refer to changing states. For example, the car was getting worse all the time. One of the headlights was gradually falling off, and the engine was making more and more funny noises. This is similar to the present continuous. It's also used for criticism in repeated actions. With an adverb of frequency, this is similar also to the use of present continuous to express how annoyed you are. For example, when Jane was at school, she was always losing things. Past continuous is not used to describe general habitual actions without the sense of criticism mentioned above. Past simple is used for this meaning. When I lived in London, I walked through the park every day. Past perfect simple and past perfect continuous. Past perfect tenses, in general, refer to an event in the past that happened before another event in the past, where there is no time expression to make this clear. By the time I got to the station, the train had left. Compare this with, the train left 5 minutes before I got to the station. Here there is a clear time expression, so past perfect is not used. Past perfect continuous. The contrast between past simple and past continuous can be made in past perfect tenses for events further back in the past. I had been living in a bedsitter up to then. While I had been talking on the phone, Jimmy had escaped. The whole place was deserted, but it was obvious that someone had been living there. They'd been cooking in the kitchen for a start, and they hadn't bothered to clear up the mess. Past perfect is also common in indirect speech. Past perfect is not used simply to describe an event in the distant past. There must be another past event less far away in the past with which it contrasts.